Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Bruins get the regular season underway this evening, and I have a pair of tickets to give to you, and I will do that in about 15 minutes. I am going back and forth between a Bruins lead and a lead about groceries. So
such a toss-up.
It is. Stand by for that. But we have a lead left from, oh, and by the way, I mentioned it at the start of the show, but again, new weekly guest alert on this show every Wednesday, Rob Ninkovich, former New England Patriots linebacker, friend of the show, in the studio with us at 8:45 this morning and every Wednesday.
Wiggy, looking forward to it.
Where's Curtis? Oh, there he is. Your lead this morning?
All right. So my lead is this. I know, unfortunately, Gibson is done for the year. Shime and I are happy in the sense that we now get to see, hopefully, because Ramondre dealing with his fumble issues, we get to see a healthy dose of Travion Henderson moving forward. Now, where he becomes your number one back is what I'm hoping for. And I would guess, because I know that they give Ramondre some carries to show him that, like, hey, we're not going to completely throw you in the doghouse. But I think the confidence in him has to be really, really low. But this is a good opportunity for Travion Henderson for us to see what this kid can really do.
What is your guess at why they were slow rolling him out at this point?
Maybe protection issues.
That was the argument. Although that was one of his strengths in college. I mean, that's one of the reasons why you drafted him.
Right, but college and the pros are two different things. You know what I mean? You might be good at it in college because you're blocking some guy from Miami of Ohio now versus you're blocking a guy from the Miami Dolphins.
So, yeah, but I remember that because there was McShay did this whole video about how the Patriots would love this guy because he was so phenomenal at blitz pickup.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, the talent level's way different in the NFL. So, but I'm hoping that this will, because when you see him get the football and with the ball in his hands, he does show great explosiveness. He shows like, okay, man, you need to get him the ball more often. So, you know, unfortunately, Gibson's done for the year, but that obviously opens up the door for somebody else to step up. And I'm hoping that that somebody is Travion Henderson, and I'm hoping the coaches see that.
Yeah, I mean, there's 9 million reasons why Ramondre Stevenson is still hanging around, and there's hope that he can somehow get over the fumbles. So,
but can we go back to yesterday quickly?
Yeah. Like,
if he does have a big fumble that cost the Patriots a game, it's no longer his fault. Like, that falls squarely in the lap of Mike Vrabel.
Yeah.
So, I just knowing how just baseline intelligent Mike Vrabel is, I find it hard to believe that as you enter the stretch run of this season that he would trust him in one of those spots. Because you could, I mean, that would be the most easy way to blame a coach for the derailment of a season. It's not once he leads the NFL.
If he costs you a game, you can argue that he costs you the Steelers game.
Right.
You know, a game that you should have won.
Yeah.
And so if he costs you a game going forward, then that becomes an issue for Mike Vrabel, not for Ramondre Stevenson. That's a good point, Kurt.
Yeah, I mean, bullpen by committee is fine in the regular season, but when you lose in the playoffs, it's all on the guy that thought of the idea in the first place.
And you're out there, and you're put in a position to potentially fumble the football because the coach chose to go with you and his poor decision of saying, all right, I'd rather go with this other guy. So it will all fall. I mean, Ramondre will get a big portion of it, but it will fall on Mike for people saying, well, shoot, you saw this coming. Why'd you keep putting him in the game?
Having seen a couple trades go down in the NFL yesterday and knowing you're now shorter on the running back position, do you think that there's a chance the Patriots trade for a guy? Not saying like a big name mm-hmm. guy, but trade for a guy in the next 24 to 48 hours.
I think they trade for a guy, maybe not the next 24 to 48 hours, but I think they ultimately trade for a guy by the trade deadline. If they, you know, they'll look at it, they'll see what Travion looks like and say, can we go with these two? But I ultimately see, I think the Pats will bring somebody in at the running back position or do something there.
Speaking of trades, Shedeur Sanders moving up the depth chart. He's now the number five quarterback on that team, Sean.
So. Impressive.
He'll be playing before the year's out. I can guarantee that. He will be playing.
I don't know. Dylan Gabriel didn't look horrendous against Minnesota
on
Sunday.
He looked okay.
He looked all right.
But what's going to happen is you're going to get a few games because he's a rookie where maybe he doesn't play well. And maybe, you know, who the hell knows? He's a small guy. Maybe he gets dinged a little bit. And then your opportunity presents itself.
Okay. Thank you, Wiggy.
You got it.
So, Curtis, you weren't here. I said lead subject choice, Bruins or groceries?
Groceries.
Groceries?
Yeah.
All right. I mean, I was going to ask how a Bruins team that is telling you that they were unable to find any offense is going to be a playoff team, but we can save that. We can actually get to that during they said it. So this was intriguing to me. Yesterday, the city council here in Boston began a debate on government-owned grocery stores in our city. There are two city councilors, Ruth Z. Lugien and Liz Breeden, who are calling for the government, the city of Boston, to own grocery stores so as to be able to offer food at a lower price for those who would need it.
What?
And so... do you believe that the mm-hmm. government ought to be in the business of running grocery stores?
And now with food stamps on?
Because we're not North Korea.
What does the government run efficiently at a low cost in any capacity?
I would say the Registry of Motor Vehicles, they do a great job.
That is true. Talk about seamless.
The most miserable people in the world are at the Registry of Motor Vehicles. Right. I also don't, like, how do you check? You're checking everybody that walks through the door of these grocery stores?
No, but isn't that what EBT and food stamps
are
already?
That's not enough, Wiggy.
Yeah, I mean, that's what that is.
You need...
So the grocery stores, like Courtney says, are you going to need an EBT card to use in order to buy food from there? Or is it going to be for people who can just go in there and spend money?
Yeah, I literally, there is nothing. The post office loses billions of dollars every year. There is nothing that's efficient. Our Social Security will be insolvent. We're currently $37 trillion in debt and nobody's going to work.
Here is some audio from a shopper who was out yesterday and was asked about this by WBZ-TV, and her name is June Jagadnik.
I come from India, and in India, you had the government owns everything, and so you had to have ration cards.
Oh.
And I believe it's still going on in India, and I'm here now for 50 years in America.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wait, is she saying that was a good thing?
No, she's saying it was a bad thing. That's why she got the hell out of
there.
Ration cards. Right. That's where we would be at some point.
I mean, we are in Boston. We are voting for it. I mean, we had an opportunity to get someone that isn't, you know, a radical, and we decided not. We said mm-hmm. we want Wu.
And you know what? In the world that we live in, if this ever went through in a year, we'd find out that it was like a front for something else. They'd all be making money under the table from it.
Now, I'm assuming they would have to create a brand. So if the government is owning a bunch of grocery stores mm-hmm. in Boston, and I could suggest like Stop and Take. You know, Stop and Shop is already spoken for.
Uh-oh.
I don't know.
Below market basket?
Hey, Wiggy!
Wiggy!
A plus!
Below market basket. How do you like that?
Courtney's not going there right now.
I'm not. I'll never go back.
They get good prices over there,
though. Or nothing.
They get good prices out there.
I don't care anymore.
Does anybody ask these people like a couple questions about, could you give me an example, one, where this works?
There's no, it's never been done before. Like, the government is not and should not be in the business
mm-mm.
of running grocery stores. That's not what they're good at. Curtis asked it. We can ask again, what are they good at? But
taking money from you. They're excellent at that. They don't spend it efficiently. I mean, these people, what was it, Karen Spilka we talked about every day?
Yeah.
She had $75,000 for her Q5 allowance, which she's telling everybody else the world's ending because of global warming and we all have to take public transportation.
Wow, she had $75,000 for a car allowance?
Yeah, well, I mean, she's important. She's a Senate president. I mean,
not bad right there.
You can't get from Ashland to Boston in a Kia.
That is really nice.
Really nice.
Yeah. I mean, but you can get a car for like $30,000.
Right.
Why would you, though, if the people are paying it for you?
Yeah, that is true. Not bad.
I don't see it working.
No,
but,
it won't.
Yeah. That is what they are debating. So.
Well, if they do, I'm going to go there and get some cheaper
I don't think
groceries.
You'll be. That's my question. How do you find out if you're eligible?
I don't think you're eligible, Coach. I'm sorry.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. All right. Let's get to Courtney and to what is trending right now.
The exclusive home for Patriots Monday and Friday.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. The Bruins season starts tonight. They're in D.C. to take on the Capitals. Puck drop is at 7:30, and it's the first preseason game for the Celtics. They're in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies. Tip is set for 8. The Yankees survive after being down 6-3 at the end of the third. The Yankees kept the Blue Jays scoreless for the rest of the game, while New York scored 6 more runs, final 9-6 with game 4 tonight. First pitch at 7:08, and Cam Schlittler getting the start. Over to the NFL, where the Browns are trading quarterback Joe Flacco and a 6th-round pick to the Bengals for a 5th-rounder. And that's what's trending. And it was brought to you by Shaw's and Star Market. Go shopping, get rewarded. Get up to $20 off groceries with every flu vaccination at Shaw's Pharmacy or Star Market Pharmacy. Stay protected and save because your health matters to us. Stop by Shaw's Pharmacy or Star Market Pharmacy to get your free flu shot today, and complete terms and conditions apply.
Coming up next, I have a pair of Bruins tickets to give away on opening day for the Boston Bruins. And we will get to They Said It. And we will talk about what Matt Damon said about his beloved 3-2 New England Patriots next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, the week marches on towards the Patriots and the Saints on Sunday, and we will talk about that with Rob Ninkovich, who will be in here at 8:45 and in here every Wednesday during this NFL season, and can't wait for that coming up this morning right now as the Bruins get their season underway. If you are caller number 9 on the contest line, which is 617-931-0937, then you will win a couple tickets to see the Bruins and the Blackhawks on opening night at the TD Garden, and that is presented by TD Bank. Limited tickets are still available at bostonbruins.com/tickets, but call now, and we will hook you up. Shime, let's get to They Said It.
It's time for
Larry Bird's not walking through that door, fans.
Would not say that I'm Mona Lisa Vito of the football world.
They
want you to cook the dinner. At least they ought to let you shop for some of the groceries.
Said it.
Wake up to Del Bambino and have me face him. Maybe I'll grill him in the eye.
They said it.
I'm just going to say it.
They Said It is brought to you every day by Ketch's Law. At Ketch's Law, they don't just work here, they live here. Their attorneys and staff are your neighbors, standing beside you during your toughest moments. Over $3 billion won for injured New Englanders. If that is you, then call Ketch's Law today. Where would you like to start this morning, Sean?
Well, Greg, you mentioned earlier Cam Neely had spoke a couple days ago. Figured we could play the audio here, and they said it. He talked about the Bruins needing to be a really strong defensive team. Here was Cam Neely.
We're going to have to play tight defense if we're going to be one of the eight as we're structured right now. And we knew that going in. We tried to bolster our lineup offensively in the offseason. It didn't come to fruition. But we got guys that are going to be tough to play against, hard to play against. I think, teams are going to circle playing against the Bruins and go, oh, damn, we got to play them tonight. That's I think, the type of lineup that we put together. Knowing that, hopefully throughout the year we can add some offense somewhere. Our specialty teams have to get better. They should be able to get better. There's no reason for them not to be better. So I think that's an area of improvement, like I said, with being healthy on the back end and also goaltending. So those are areas I really believe we're going to improve upon. It's just a matter of making sure that we're keeping the puck out of our net because it's going to be a little bit more challenging to score some goals. But we're hoping to address that throughout the year as well.
Okay. The whole entire playoff hopes of a region – hang on Jeremy Swayman being
pretty
able
much
to stop every single shot that he faces. And that
he's got to be better.
I like the if Cam is saying we're going to be back to being the big bad Bruins of old, and teams are going to be afraid of us because we're going to body them in the corners and we're going to dig the pucks out. I like all that. I just don't. If you were unable to add goal scorers, how do you expect to win hockey games?
And I would ask this: do you think they, if they had a mulligan like Scheim, how many you use? What, 10 mulligans?
Yeah, quite a few.
If they had a mulligan, would they go back and trust their gut? Because does anybody actually believe they wanted to extend themselves as far as they did for Swayman? Like
no, I don't
last
think
year.
So,
remember
no.
What it was like a year ago today?
Yeah,
the dumpster fire. They were publicly negotiating. Swayman didn't show up for training camp. Like if they had just said, you know what, we trust goalie Bob to develop the next Swayman. I feel like this season is not a throwaway. And what would you give Sweeney as a like overall grade? You think he's been great, good, average, or bad?
I think he's been above average. I would say
good.
Good, you would say.
Yeah, like in that, what, B-minus to B range?
78.
Yeah. No, I would say above a 78.
81.
Like, yeah,
say
right
C
around
plus.
There. That B-minus.
I mean, you can
range. Argue
the same thing that was argued about Bill from time to time, which is that his drafting has not been that great.
Yeah, I mean, far be it for me to credit Bill Belichick, but I wouldn't put Sweeney and Belichick in the same. As GMs, I think Belichick had far more success.
Okay.
Than Sweeney.
Definitely more.
I
success.
Also don't think though that the Swayman contract like hampered them from doing anything in the offseason. They just chose not to
do anything.
Like
yeah.
That's it wasn't because
of
the Swayman
contract. You kind of just heard why. Like they don't really believe that this team is going to be a playoff team.
No, they didn't spend out the wazoo. They were thinking, "Ooh, maybe Connor McDavid shakes free next year." He's not gonna.
Right.
And so now it's like, "All right, well, we're going to figure out what to do with this season. Got to hit on a draft pick or something. Hopefully our young guys, some of them, at least a couple of them, take a step forward and then we can reassess in the offseason again."
And unfortunately, Wiggy, the McJesus rapture is not happening around here anyway.
Not for 2 years, I guess. Yeah. We're gonna have to wait for 2 years. 2 years and $25 million. I thought that was a typo. I was like, wait a second, you sure that's not 2 years and $50 million?
I know. He must really want to win up there. Well,
he must believe that they can win.
And again, I'm not the numbers or the hockey guy here, but a lot of people saying that it was such a team friendly deal though, that they think that maybe it would be a friendly trade deal for a real contender down the road.
Oh,
interesting point. Mm. So, like, if Edmonton does end up stinking and they're not competitive, they can just – it's an easily dealable contract to get him to go to a competitive team.
Correct.
All right.
I'm
going to
get the hockey center ice so I can root against the Edmonton Oilers.
I like that.
Please.
I like
yes.
that. That's a good –
Well, the number was so crazy that it's like –
good conspiracy theory right there.
Yeah.
It's like I think it's that. It's easily tradable, or it's just that, okay, here, now you have extra money to go make my team even better.
Right.
Help me win a cup or I am long gone.
You got 2 years to do it.
Yep.
This is Jim from Beverly. Good morning, Jim.
Hey, good morning, guys. Good morning, Courtney.
Good morning.
So I had to laugh listening to that clip from Neely. The big bad Bruins. What? Who are they at? And is it anybody going to be surprised if Charlie gets hurt a month into the season and he's got his back, his knee?
Yeah.
This guy is such a disappointment, man. I thought he was going to be Ray Bourque. Oh, my God.
Nobody's going to be Ray Bourque.
Yeah.
No.
You got to be able to stay on the ice in order to at least try.
Listen, we talked about
it. Like Tanner Janot.
We talked about it earlier. If you're relying on defense, then you need Charlie McAvoy and others to be available all season long.
But
that's been an issue for him.
Right, exactly like the caller said. Not only him, Lindholm, it's been an issue for him since he got here on the defensive. And we kind of know, unless Zadorov, and he's been hurt, but even when Zadorov was out there, it was like, you know, he was basically a turnstile.
Greg, I honestly couldn't tell you who the second line is. I can't. I assume the first line's probably just going to be Zaka, Pasta, and Geeky.
Yeah.
Because those are your three best offensive players.
I mean, we were joking about it the other day, but it's not really a joke. Like, when it comes to goal scoring, other than Pasta and Geeky, who can you rely on, Shime?
You can't. There's nobody else on this. I mean, it's like there's nobody else on this team that's going to score a bunch of goals. I guess your second line is probably going to be like Elias Lindholm, maybe Tanner Janot or Victor Arvidsson.
I like
Michael
Victor. He's good with the puck. I'll tell you that.
Like, I don't know, man. This is just this offense is bad.
Well, you know what? I guess, you know, Nelly was saying, hey, all we have to do is worry about one side of the ice. We don't have to worry about that offensive zone.
Bet the under on a lot of Bruins games.
We can win some shootouts. I don't know what they're going to do.
It doesn't create a ton of confidence.
No.
Is this the most buzzless Bruins season in like a decade?
Yes.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Like every other team you expected to be in the playoffs and competing at the very least.
Yeah.
This team you just have... Like, there's nothing. There's very little hope, it feels like.
The only buzz will be a mid-season captaincy announcement. That'll be about it.
I thought you were going to say on the ninth floor.
How much does that suck for Marco Sturm, too? Like, when you consider coming...
It's probably a good spot for him to be in because there's zero pressure, really.
Zero pressure because I think it's zero pressure because they've had so many different coaches over the last 4 years. Like, that's where the zero pressure comes from. Like, coming in and having this team for your first season, that sucks.
But you heard your president basically say, hey, listen, don't worry about it. We don't expect you to do much.
No, I get what you guys are saying. I just think that it sucks for your first season to have to deal with that.
Yeah. All right, what's next, Shime?
Would you like to hear from one of your Bruins players? Yesterday,
yes.
David Pastrnak spoke to the media in the locker room and talked about what the goals are for this season. Here was David Pastrnak.
I mean, there's always goals in the group. There's certain things that stays in the room. Obviously, we can't be open. We expect much better from us. And like I told you, we're going to be very competitive. I said that the day one we came back to Boston, we're going to be very hard to play against every single night and make sure, you know, we play together and go. Don't look too far ahead, you know. Season is long and you can take everything you have for granted. So, you know, stay in the moment and take it game by game and leave it all out there every single night.
Shime, they switched up CBA-wise in that new deal. The repercussions on the side from a trade perspective, like literally you will see teams that aren't in it trading guys in November now, basically end of November, right?
Yeah. So, I mean, it'll be interesting to see kind of how it plays out. Unfortunately for the Bruins, I don't know if they have many trade pieces worth trading.
Well, they may. You will know what they think of the team by
Thanksgiving.
By Thanksgiving, yep. Unfortunately.
So. Yeah, I mean, you kind of have to make that decision unless this is just like we're just going to ride it out type year, which is weird.
Okay. What else, Shime?
Well, let's switch over to something a little bit more positive, shall we? Let's talk about the New England Patriots because Matt Damon sure loves himself some New England Patriots. Here was Matt Damon.
You watched the Pats last night.
Hell yeah. By the way, my daughters have been, they started training. They're really in, they want to get up early in the morning and train. So I had to wake them up at 5:30. And I was leaving. That game went late, and there was no way I was turning it off. So I've been tired today. They looked great. I mean, I just got to say, I'm in Boston. They look great.
All right. Okay.
There you go, Matt. Matty D.
What about Mark Wahlberg? Did he watch? Stay for the whole game? Watch the whole game, or was he gone at halftime again?
I think he's kind of busy right now. I think he's filming something, he might have watched the first quarter.
Is Goodwill Hunting the best Boston movie? Like,
no, I think like we've had the Departed and the
I mean, just in terms of like highlighting, like I don't know the cinematography,
yeah,
of Boston. You know, the bench by the Charles. Like, I feel like the Departed, they're just like throwing things, killing people, and beating people up.
Mystic River's a good one.
I mean, if you love, then that Goodwill Hunting is the story for
you. Yeah, Goodwill Hunting's definitely up there, but like Close the Bridge, like there's so many great like lines from both The Town and The Departed where it makes Boston look so
How do you like the
gritty
maples?
And cool.
Have you seen Mystic River?
Yes.
Yeah.
I have.
Another good one.
And then what's the other one that
where they were blowing up the
that's
the bomb
Hitch.
Guy?
That's Hitch.
No.
Well, no, you're talking about the boat that's out in the middle of the harbor.
No, I'm talking about the cop one from back in the day. This might have been like in the early 90s.
The Shield with Michael Chiklis.
No, with
I just wanted to make sure.
TV show.
I know.
We're talking about movie shine.
I think Bridges.
What are you going to go? Are you going to bring up anime next?
At least it was.
We're talking about feature film.
What do you know? By the way, Michael Chiklis is from the area, isn't he? Like, I'm trying to be relevant.
He's from Lowell. Yes.
Is he?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Another good Boston movie. I was trying to get the exact title, obviously from A Terrible Day, but Patriot's Day I thought was really, really well done and showed Boston on a really bad day in like a beautiful light.
Yeah.
The movie I was thinking about was Blown Away.
Yeah, with Jeff Bridges.
Mm-hmm.
That and the boat blows up in Boston.
Okay.
I've never seen that.
Yeah. It was like alert. Based around like.
I mean, spoiler alert.
Yeah. Based around
also,
like Boston
Police. Also, do you know the unrequited love story that is a part of Goodwill Hunting with Skyler? Is that her name? Mini driver.
Skyler, yep.
That's based on real life. Ooh. And Shime, do you happen to know whose real life that is based on?
Yours? I don't know. No,
I believe it is Lars from your favorite band, Metallica.
Mm.
Who that?
I didn't need to know that.
Who that love story, travel across the country love story is about, I believe.
Oh.
I think.
Oh.
That was a sleepy good Boston movie, Boondock Saints.
Great movie.
Yes, good movie.
You know?
Yeah, good movie. The second one, not so
yeah,
good.
The second one.
Not a very good movie.
No, nah, but it was, you know.
Yeah.
All right,
Sean, what else? Sorry.
We've talked a lot about Bill Belichick, one of the foremost college analysts, Paul Feinbaum. God, if I could get that name out. Talked about Bill Belichick. And it's not very high on him. Here was Paul Feinbaum.
I mean, we're talking about Bill Belichick, who is the greatest NFL coach in history. Right now, Jeff, he's working toward being the worst coach in college football history. That's how bad he is. There's nothing to be happy about. It's an abject disaster. I feel badly for the guy because it seemed like a good idea at the time. But right now, I mean, who in their right mind would want to go play for him?
Yikes.
Now, it's like we're not even a full season in. How can you determine that?
You're 2-3.
It's one.
Like
you said it yesterday, Greg. It's one reason and one reason only. It's all based around Jordan. That's it. Everybody's making their evaluation of Bill based on of all the off-the-field stuff that's going on with their relationship. You know, on the field.
They're assuming that if she wasn't around, then he'd be able to focus on work and the team would be much better.
Yeah.
Which I don't think is fair.
If they never were together, Bill Belichick would be in the NFL right now. Without a shadow of a doubt.
I don't know about that.
I
was saying this earlier to them in the room, Curtis and Shime, that like I saw some tweets from UNC fans after the game that were saying Getty Images. If you go on Getty Images right now to look at the UNC Clemson game, there's like 50-something images. 20-something of them are of Jordan.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like that puts it perfectly of why people have this vitriol towards Bill Belichick right now, because there's so much interest in Jordan.
Work with me, Greg.
Yeah.
So we all believe that the real blow-up moment between Kraft and Bill was when Bill believed that Kraft told Arthur Blank not to hire him, right? The Falcons were the fait accompli. Belichick was going to go there and coach.
Yep.
We all just were wondering when it would be announced. What do you think Bill Belichick believes was the breaking point for Arthur Blank? My guess is Robert talked about Jordan's growing influence in his life.
Mm.
And who has his ear more than anybody else? Jordan. And who are they always mocking? Remember last year at this time, the Atlanta Falcons 28-3 recreation of the outfit? Mike Lombardi last year on all those podcasts was saying, oh, the Falcons sure know what they're up to. That, if she's not a part of his life, I guarantee you he would be in the NFL.
Yeah, I could see that. I could see what you're saying on that, Curtis. I think that, you know, that's the thing. He's being judged on all of the off-the-field stuff. You know, not the fact that they swung and missed on the wrong quarterback. They went and got the kid from South Alabama. I believe it's Gio Lopez. And he just hasn't worked out. And you know, and whether it's the NFL, but even in college football, if you don't have a good enough quarterback, sometimes it's very difficult for you to be successful. And even in your first year when you got a lot of transfers coming in, you're trying to build culture. But it's all based around Jordan.
I mean, Texter says he's lazy, he doesn't want to coach, he doesn't know how to recruit, but everybody keeps talking about him. I mean, I understand why everybody's talking about him. I mean, it's so far anyway, it's a fall from grace, but also there's that whole thing where if you're super successful in this country, people are just waiting for you to fail.
Like, of course.
And they take, you know, weird joy in it when you do. So I think that's a part of it.
What is that? You either die a hero or live long enough to become a villain. Like, that's Bill Belichick now. But I think people bringing up the fact that UNC is still in the news and in headlines. Yeah, I get all publicity is good publicity. I don't think that's the case for UNC right now. See, this publicity is bad and it's not a good look for them moving forward.
And the thing is she wants to be so, front facing that. That's what's really what people are looking at, right? Everywhere you look, it's Jordan. So like Greg said, oh, he's not invested no more. If she was in the behind the scenes and was 24
years... Nobody knew who she was or whatever, then people couldn't point to that and go, all right, he's focused on the wrong...
Right.
The wrong thing.
Because wasn't he like dating her when he was coaching here? So if it was like that, no one would have an issue.
Right. He's got... His head is in the wrong game. wrong head, wrong game.
Amen.
This is Art from Walpole. Hello, Art.
Good morning, everybody.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Curtis, I agree with you, man. The only reason this guy's not in the NFL right now has to be no owner wants to see the face of his franchise, his coach, hanging around with someone could be his granddaughter's age. I mean, this is, you know, regardless, look, I'm Bill Belichick's age. And I work with 23, 24-year-old nurses and technicians all day long. Honest to God, it is beyond ridiculous,
Art,
but none
Art,
of my business in that regard. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. And he was running around with her guys when he was 19. She was 19 when he was coaching the Pats. She was sneaking into his, apparently, pregame things. I mean, there's a lot of crazy stuff. Go ahead,
50%, 75% of the owners that you're talking about are probably dating or married to young girl. Like, that's not the
reason. It's not the fact that she's young. It's the fact that she needs to be in front of every camera.
Keep it private.
Correct. But, Greg, that what you said, of course it is massive hypocrisy, but those in power can be hypocrites without having to be accountable.
Like,
the owners, all their money's guaranteed, right? Are their players guaranteed?
No.
So, there's different rules for the owners than there is for the coach.
And they're probably saying, hey, Bill, like, you can date a 24-year-old. Just keep it private. You know, don't have her up and down the sideline.
If she's going to be running around the facility and on all of his emails in the NFL, then nobody would sign up for that.
And then she's on the interview, and she's, you know, and then she goes, we're not talking about that. Now people are like, you know, what are people going to say? Is Bill still a very intelligent man, like, he's doesn't he have all his kind of like
about I think he does.
Have you seen the starts of these games?
Right, but I think he does. But what's happening is when they see her all over the place, people instantly go, because he's older, they go, oh, he's lost it.
Yeah, he's lost it.
Anybody who's older dating a younger person, they're gonna go, oh, they lost it.
I'm right here. I mean, I haven't
bingo.
I still got my fastball.
Right, but the people around you might be like, oh, the
he's no. lost
it. You know what? Yeah. That's classless.
Greg's lost it. It's classless. All right. Is that it? That's it.
They classless.
Said it. Classless. They said it. Up next, Courtney, and today's news.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Curtis in the running for text of the morning on the Subaru of New England text line. It's a 508 text. I will read verbatim. Bill Belichick needs to find Jordan a hobby, like running the Boston Globe. Okay.
Please.
Where are we going to begin when it comes to news?
We're going to start with the crazy scene that unfolded last night. Four police officers were injured and 13 people arrested in Boston during a pro-Palestine protest. The collision between the protest and officers happened outside Park Street Station. We can't show it, but the videos, the photos are out there. It looked like absolute mayhem.
It's almost back-to-back, out-of-control, riot-type things in the city of Boston. It's kind of scary.
Right. Yes.
Yeah. Why are they doing that on October 7th? Like, can't you at least sit back and say, like, a two-year anniversary of the worst terrorist attack in the history of Israel? Like,
yeah.
Maybe take a breather?
It was very clear that this was something that was planned to do on October 7th, the two-year anniversary. But here's one witness, Brody Breland, on WHDH.
After they tried to block the police cars, the police got involved and started making arrests and trying to clear the road, and it got really chaotic. And I think there were some fights. Some people started throwing punches. It was got crazy.
Mm-hmm. And it happened in the safest city in the world.
Yep. Huh? Yeah.
Well, the people there were from Ashland. Yeah. They weren't from Boston. They were
tough PR week for the safest city in the world. Yeah. Waltham police are investigating a string of break-ins after a guy was seen on surveillance camera climbing through a window into a house of sleeping college students yesterday morning at 3:30 a.m. The home is located on Floyd Street. He allegedly took a camera, some food, some shoes. The students say this is the third time in a month the home has been broken into.
Really?
Yeah.
By the same person, they think?
It seems like the same guy.
Hmm.
Here's one college student, Evan Heath, on BZ.
Just throughout the week and stuff, more and more food or stuff from our fridge would go missing, drinks, cups, and we were kind of like, okay, it's not us who's taking it. Who's doing it?
Mm. How creepy is that when you consider that you're just asleep in your bedroom and there's someone right. walking around the house that you do not know, that is not invited?
Right.
That
eating up your food.
Gives me the heebie-jeebies.
Touching your ramen noodles and things like that.
Exactly.
No, thank you.
I mean, the tickler was the worst when I was in college. Infamous.
By the way, that reminds me. Schmear of the week at Pop-Up Bagels. Our friends at Pop Up Bagels.
Oh, they coming in?
No, but the schmear. You know how they do a schmear of the week?
Yeah,
sure do.
It is the Kraft mac and cheese cream cheese schmear. What do you think of that?
Is it good or too much?
I don't know. I haven't tried it. Would you though?
I would try it.
Wiggy, would you?
I don't know. I'm very. When it comes to schmear, my cream cheese that I put on my bagel, I'm a basic bitch.
Same.
I like to keep my, right. you know, like just the regular cream cheese with a little bit, maybe sometimes a little chive in there. But mm-hmm. yeah, I'm basic when it
You're
comes to
missionary on that.
Yeah. I'm super right. missionary. I don't know if I want mac and cheese spread on my bagel.
Ooh, probably good though. Stephen Barkham, a man in Kentucky, was arrested for putting out Halloween decorations that depicted bodies of local officials.
All right. Where's this?
This is over the line for
it
me.
It is?
Can you imagine being like the mayor and Or being the child of the mayor, right, and seeing Halloween decorations of your mom or dad dead on the front lawn of some house.
You're probably right about that.
Here's one official, Eddie Barnes, talking about seeing the decorations that look like him.
At first, I didn't know what to think about it because I actually drove by and seen it in his yard. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, that's kind of harsh.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. It's not good.
Now, you said earlier you're going to decorate the house when you move to Townsend.
Yes.
Sorry about that. What are you going to do?
Very minimal this year because we're not getting in until the end of this month. We'll be in right before Halloween. So, I mean, Thanksgiving as well. We'll have pumpkins, some mums. Uh-huh. But nothing crazy.
No hanging skeletons, no light shows.
No.
Or anything.
Santo asked if he could put up an inflatable in the front. I said no.
What, you don't want the inflatable ghost?
I'm not an inflatable front yard person. No.
But you're a leafy suburban person now, and that's what they do.
No, right. Not everybody.
Well, do one for Christmas.
You got to keep up with the neighbors. Keep up with the Joneses.
Yeah,
is the saying.
You know what? The only thing I would consider, not this isn't a promise, Santo, but the skeletons the massive ones that look like they're coming out of the ground, kind of cool.
Yeah,
not the inflatables. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you only get one chance at a first impression at Halloween, Courtney. This is a big one.
Yeah, I think the cooler of beers will help that.
Don't
first
you want
impression.
To be the cool house on the block, though? Oh, they always got good decorations.
No? What if you had Hill Notes playing on the front yard?
As you walk
right,
up.
Yeah. Like Angry Principal Dave. With some kind of.
You call that a skeleton?
That's spooky.
Happy Halloween, numbnuts.
Right. Curtis couldn't afford this house.
We are going to play the best Hill Notes back. Thank you for bringing that up, Curtis.
My pleasure.
At about 9:20 or 9:30 this morning. So when the spirit moves, if you want to comment on anything that we have been talking about or should be talking about, just go to the Odyssey app, click on the microphone, leave a voice note for us, and we'll play the best ones back later this morning. And in about 45 minutes, Rob Ninkovich, who is a new weekly guest on this radio show, will be here 8:45 this morning to talk Patriots and Saints. And we'll be back with the rest of today's news next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.